President Kiir, when this process started, he stated that he's not going to take anything less than peace. He's looking for peace. He made necessary compromises. Even some of them were bitter, but it is necessary for the people of South Sudan to have peace.
What do you think momentum will be now? Is there a real move to implement this peace agreement?
I think it will be implemented. I'm sure the oppositions had convinced themselves that this peace is worth giving a try. They are the winners in this peace. They have been given a lot of portfolios, which people seem to want in South Sudan. We did not have actually major disagreements in policy or ideological issues. This was about who to get what and how. So the president has given in, and he gave them, I think, enough positions for them to accept peace.
There are still some challenges in terms of...
I don't think it's a challenge, per se, but it is just things that overcome. We don't think there will be a problem in security issue because the government and the opposition agreed for the reforms. And IGAD is going to sit down and come up with mechanism on how to solve that. So the most difficult part is over. I think the 99.99% is done. So we are actually celebrating. It is a peace.
What do you think the reaction will be back home in South Sudan to this?
Jubilation. I think they will be happy. They wanted the president to bring peace, and he listened to the call of people, and he accepted the peace.
Did you accept that some of the messages from the international community was that there was some scepticism about the commitment, that they're worried that they've seen this happen before and it's broken down? What's different?
It is not because of everywhere else you do something, you get some challenges or difficulties in the way of implementing it, but we never got actually support. For example, when the peace was signed in 2015, there were never enough money that the government has to implement the cantonment of the forces. So those forces were roaming around towns, and we asked a lot of people in the international community to help, even those who helped us broker the peace. But there was no real commitment actually from the international community side. And that what led to whatever happened. It was partly to be blamed for the problem that happened. But we believe that now we are going to scrape around. We are not going to rely on anybody else. Like before, we were waiting for somebody to come and help us and nobody came. So we are going to, and I hope also, you know, the problem here in Africa is that people come in with this condescending attitude. So it's make it difficult for them to listen to us when we say there is problem here. Can you give us a time to solve this and that? They normally don't listen to us. But President Bashir, he understood it. And like they are saying, African solution for African problems.
In terms of the relationship going forward, these different parties have been friends, but they've also been foes at different times in their life. They have fought alongside each other and against each other. Do you think they can work together in a new government?
It always happens. Since the founding of the SPLM in 1983, they always fight, and wherever they fight, they become weaker, and they come again and unite and go forward. So we believe that the regional obstacles that were on the way are gone. Ethiopia and Eritrea now are in peace, and I think Sudan also is not going to support those groups that he was supporting before, and the situation will be different.
Will the government welcome Dr. Riek Machar back once the transitional period is over to take his position in a new government?
Of course. He's welcome. President Salva said that he wanted to work with him again. He didn't want it in the beginning, but he later on gave in and he said, okay, if this can bring peace, let Riek Machar come back. So Dr. Riek came back, and we hope to see him in Juba anytime soon.
Just to finalize, what's your message to the people back home today on this very historic moment?
Forgive each other. If you have a problem with anybody before, it should be the last day today. And we should open a new page in South Sudan, welcome our brothers and sisters that were in opposition, and embrace them and help the government implement the peace.